voters approved the pathway to play and preservation millage in November of 2024, and we are looking at bringing really the first kind of cornerstone project to life from that millage here with the proposal that's on the council agenda for this coming Tuesday.
All right, and the facility, it looks like it's going to be on Van Dyke, $10 million investment. That's a lot of money, so it must be pretty massive.
That's a 37,000 square foot building. So as we kind of went through the process of determining the real estate that we were looking for to build this complex, we really wanted to lean into our sustainability efforts, which was finding a parcel of property that actually had an existing building on it. So not only are we, you know, purchasing a building, but we are getting over 4.5 acres of land with it. Well, the building sits on 4.5 acres of land. And so we're getting a nice parcel of property that can suit the needs of this facility and really the city as we continue to grow. So the building itself is about 37,000 square feet. 33,000 of that will get renovated through this process. So part of that $10 million is the purchase of the land, which certainly comes at a cost. And then the rest is to renovate the building. All of our calculations of what this is going to cost us really have come in under what industry standard is and what has been comparable on the market. So we're excited to bring, you know, truly a value to our residents, not just with the new facility that we're looking to provide, but with the dollars and cents that we're looking to spend. Our goal is always to do the best by our residents with our tax dollars, and this certainly checks that box.
Okay, and it says it's been like one of the most anticipated park and rec projects in the city. What sorts of residents have been requesting this? Has it been like the majority of them, or?
Yeah, I mean, saying the majority of, you know, our residents, we have almost 136,000 residents. So I, you know, can say that since we really opened our first pickleball courts in the city, which was in 2007 at the Senior Center, we have been short pickleball courts in the city since that time. And we didn't even know at that time how big pickleball was going to get. So nationwide, you know, or globally, pickleball is it's growing by, depending on the report you look at, it's 200 to 300% participation increase in the past 3 years. And so it's just growing at an exponential pace. And, you know, quite honestly, we built the community center with the intention to expand our pickleball offerings, which we did. We doubled the amount of courts that we had, more than doubled the amount of courts that we had here in the city by doing that. But even that wasn't enough. And we see the strain on our community center facility day in and day out. And it's not just pickleball, but it's basketball and it's volleyball. And so seeing how pickleball continues to grow, it just made sense that as we formulated the plan for what we would ask our residents to vote on this past November, that a dedicated pickleball and table tennis complex really made the most sense to expand our capacity even further to serve the needs and the growing demand of pickleball in our residents.
Now I'm reading, it says only the second in the state of Michigan. So this is going to bring more people to the city too.
It will. You know, there are a number of pickleball complexes that are being built throughout the state of Michigan, but they're all really privately owned, and there's nothing wrong with that. But we now see that pickleball is, it's not just a trend, it's something that's going to be here to stay. And so it's our responsibility as a city, a full service city, to provide recreational and athletic opportunities for our residents. So pickleball now is no different than providing basketball courts or tennis courts or baseball diamonds for our residents. It's something that is really our responsibility as an organization to provide this service to our residents. And so I think we recognize that, and we recognize the only way we were probably going to get to what we needed to be was through this millage proposal that we had put forth in November. And so certainly with the millage passing, the majority of our residents said yes to this. It shows that there truly is a need and a demand in this city to provide this opportunity. And I'm proud to be, you know, in a spot that we can say that we are, from, you know, what I can find and what it appears to be, truly the second municipally funded indoor pickleball complex in the state of Michigan. Truly dedicated indoor pickleball complex. We have many recreation centers and community centers around the state that, no different than what we were doing here in our community center, where it's pickleball, you know, for a couple hours, and then basketball, then volleyball. To have a truly dedicated facility is something that's almost unheard of across the state.
Exciting. Anything else you want to add?
I just want to add, it's, you know, Sterling Heights, the quality of life is important to our residents of Sterling Heights, and, you know, the city council putting their faith in quality of life services, and our residents putting their faith in bringing quality of life. It truly makes this community something special. And Sterling Heights continues to be a leader in making sure that we are providing the best in recreational and quality of life services to our residents. And this just continues to solidify that fact.